Are we living in the midst of a cassette tape revival? In a time before Spotify Wrapped and playlists generated by AI, there existed the humble cassette tape. Small, portable, you could record over it, easy to jam. Audio cassettes lived during a heyday in the 1980s before being cast aside in favour of CDs and eventually music streaming. However, according to the British phonographic industry, who we've never doubted here at 2SER Breakfast, cassette sales are on fast forward, reaching their highest level since 2003. We've got major artists such as Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish and Charlie XCX, among many of my ex-girlfriends, choosing to release their music in cassette format, and one may ask themselves, why? A cassette tape's cool again. An expert on all things music, radio and cassettes, we're joined now by Peter Hoare, Senior Lecturer in Communication at the Auckland University of Technology. Morning, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Kia ora, Danny. Nice to be here.
Lovely to have you here to start off. Let's rewind a bit. Could you explain a bit about the history of cassette tapes and some reasons as to why they might have gone out of fashion in the first place?
Yeah, well, the cassette was developed in the 60s, building on magnetic tape. Once we'd solved that problem, then the cassette was a smaller, more, portable version of reels of tape. So kind of in the 70s and then into the 80s, the cassette became the sort of home medium, really, and for a personal home recording, and also became, a format that was being used to sell music on a huge scale. And like you said, through the 80s and so on, until the CDs started kicking in, late 80s. Cassettes, along with vinyl, let's not forget vinyl, but cassettes were really, really important for people, really huge. You'd buy your music, you'd buy a cassette. That was the way it was back then. And then, of course, the CD came along, and that was better quality, let's face it. And, that kind of took out LPs as well as CDs to some degree for most people. And then, of course, since the CD, which was a form of digital music recording, we've now sort of gone into this whole non-material world of streams and, just clicking a button and having access to all the world's music, as opposed to, say, 90 minutes of slightly rumbly noise, which we used to get with the cassette,
Yeah. Well, I think one of the best...
Yeah.
I was going to say, one of the best things about the cassette tape, and I think the thing that sort of is really integral to the culture, is the ability to record over it, to make mixtapes. Now, what did the cassette mixtape represent to the youth growing up during the heyday of cassettes?
Well, this is a really interesting thing, because you could buy your commercial cassettes. Yep, fine, there's the album you bought. But you could buy the blanks, C60, C90, I think even C120. But
yes.
They were fragile. Yeah. And, of course, with the C90, you could fit, with the C60, you could fit most albums on it. So instead of buying the album, you could get your friend's copy of the latest album, whatever it was, make your own copy at home. You could make mixtapes where you took any song, any piece of music, any sound you wanted and arrange them. So, the mixtape was an intensely creative thing to do, really, because you would put together a compilation of your favourite stuff, gathered from your friends and your own collection, maybe have it in the car, have it in your Walkman, take away somewhere. And to me, that's really quite liberating, in a way that you're not just stuck with the mass-produced industrial product. You make the choices. You make the tape. You design the cover. And quite often you were doing this for your own pleasure because you wanted the songs. And quite often it was a gift for someone. You might be trying to impress someone who you wanted to impress. And a way of doing that was, 90 minutes of really cool music. Who can resist, So, or maybe you got it wrong. That's just like...
Yes, well, I was going to say, yeah. Judging from personal experience, apparently some people could resist, Peter. But we've seen the comeback of vinyl records, film cameras, and now cassette tapes in response to our increasingly digital lives. What is it about cassette tapes and other retro devices that continues to attract younger generations?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because for those of us who are of an age who remember using, can I say this, the damn cassette with all its problems and issues and so on. But for younger people, of course, it's nostalgia, and this is one of the most powerful things in the world, given that nostalgia is a major part of marketing and a lot of mass culture. So for younger people, they're sort of looking back, oh, wow, that's really cool. I mean, because personally, I'm not a huge LP fan. I was quite glad when they got replaced because, you know, you're destroying the record as you play it. And I think there's a lot of sentimental stuff gets talked about the sound of vinyl, but, you know, that's another discussion.
Yeah.
But there's a kind of, you know, you're not aware of the problems. They're just cool sort of objects. And maybe if you're a younger person, you might think, oh, yeah, my parents had those collections and they're important to me because of the memories. So you might collect LPs and stuff. There's other aspects to it as well in terms of sheer marketing power. You know, you mentioned all those artists before who are putting out cassettes. You know, let's take Taylor Swift, for example. Her latest album, you know, she put it out in like 19 formats or so, so that you don't just buy one copy or listen to the stream. If you're a true fan, you want everything because interested in it. Yeah, you know. It is part of that. So a lot of people now are putting out their music on cassettes. Not that people are necessarily going to listen to it on cassette, because they're probably not. They're probably going to listen to the stream, you know, on their phones. But the idea is that you get this physical object, which I think makes more of a connection with the artist in a way. And you've got this cool piece of retro technology, which is kind of on the rise slightly at the moment. So, you know, there's a lot of forces going on there where you've got sheer marketing and you've also got our responses as people to the, to actually having a thing as opposed to a stream, which is, you know, but I don't know, but distant at times, you know?
Indeed. Peter Hall from the Auckland University of Technology, I really appreciate your time here today talking about the possible comeback of the humble audio cassette. Might be time to ditch the streaming platforms and go and raid your local Vinnies. Peter, before I let you go, do you still have all of your tapes?
Oh, I'm afraid we still do have all our tapes. They're down in the garage in this massive bookcase, and we've even got a boombox on top of the thing that we can play them through. But yeah, but we kind of don't. They're there because we couldn't throw them out because it was like an old photo album.
Yeah,
you know, it's the sonic equivalent. I mean, there's some tapes I carried around Europe in the 80s when I was doing my OE and I was going through a thrash punk phase. You know, so I had all these tapes to take with me, all that sort of stuff. So it's we found it too difficult to chuck them out because we thought we've invested a lot of time and energy and they still mean a bit to us, I think. What a sentiment, personal memory. And I think that's where tangible objects can win out sometimes over a stream, you know.
I think that's really wonderful and I hope you spend Christmas there with the family going through your tapes, Peter.
Yeah, and a good Christmas to you too.
Thanks very much.